turns out, this young man was driving to Chicago from Michigan to attend a concert at the Argonne and never made it. He fell asleep at the wheel and wrecked his Mustang and died instantly.
That is just part of what you'll hear in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, available at ghostpodcast.com and through Patreon. Want more? Let's go back to the beginning.
My friend and her family have many paranormal things happen to them, from a black cat appearing in their house every night for several nights, even after they made sure all the windows and doors were locked. This cat would appear, then just disappear. They also tend to have some psychic abilities. My friend's mom and her sister seem to know certain things before they occurred. I can tell you tons of stories that they told me. I can guarantee they are correct, as they're not the type to make stuff up. And this story happened when we were teens in the early 90s. My friend said it was a Sunday, early afternoon, and she was outside of her house with a Mustang, drove past and stopped to park across the street from where their house was located. A nice-looking young man stepped out of the car, walked towards their house, and asked my friend if her father was home because he'd like to speak to him. My friend said yes and went to get her dad. When her father came out, the man greeted him and said, "I'm here from Michigan to attend a concert at the Argonne, and I was wondering if I can use your bathroom to clean up." Just to clarify, I know this sounds strange, and you probably think you would turn this guy away because who does that? Well, one thing I should mention about my friend's family, they are the sweetest, nicest, most caring people you'll ever meet. They're not ones to turn their backs on anyone. My friend's dad replies with, "Well, I have daughters, and I'm not comfortable with letting you in my house, but I have a bathroom in the basement, and you can use that one." So the guy comes in, goes down to the basement, and uses the bathroom. He comes out. My friend's father starts to walk him out. And the guy says, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate you letting me clean up. I'm going to tell my parents how nice you were to me." They said their goodbyes. My friend asked him what concert he was going to. He replied and told her he was going to see a Mexican group, which my friend was also a fan of. She then said, "Oh, wow, I love them. Can I go with you?" She was obviously kidding, but was taken aback at his response, which was, "No, where I'm going, you cannot go." Of course, my friend was like, "Geez, I was kidding." She shrugged it off, and they all said their final goodbyes, and the young man walked to his car and drove away. Come Monday morning, my friend's father was listening to the Spanish radio station, as he often did because he was a local delivery truck driver, when a news report sent a cold chill up his spine. The news was reporting a story about a young man that was killed in a car crash on early Saturday morning. His family was devastated because they hadn't heard from him on Saturday when he was supposed to arrive. Turns out, this young man was driving to Chicago from Michigan to attend a concert at the Argonne and never made it. He fell asleep at the wheel and wrecked his Mustang and died instantly. They described the color, make, and model of the vehicle, and it was the same vehicle that had pulled up to their house that Sunday morning. This was a young man that had made his way to their house to clean up. Want to hear more about that story and all of the stories in this week's EPP bonus episode? Then become an EPP, extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. In addition to getting all the bonus episodes of our program and advanced episodes of the show, you'll also get a free e-copy of our Amazon best-selling book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People. You'll have access to a FastPass email address to send your stories to the front of the line for consideration on the show. Exclusive video content and a whole lot more. Sign up to be an EPP. It's only $5 a month. ghostpodcast.com. That support keeps us on the air. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon. The links are at ghostpodcast.com.